B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss music station.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through getting me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to your Tuesday. But before we do...
I'm giving our video guy direction. Right where you were standing.
Oh, you want me to show him where it is?
Yeah.
Right here, buddy.
Yep.
Right there. Yep.
That's how you plug into the board.
He would have never found that by you just pointing.
I know.
Don't get shocked.
Somewhere over there.
Trevor R., very handy-dandy digital dude from UNCC.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a girlfriend. He just knows someone who would be mad if she heard me say that. Oh, man. Well, I'll start. It's not even my day in 30 seconds. It's my morning in 30 seconds. Is that good?
Sure.
Can I do that?
Yeah, me too, actually.
I don't have my phone today.
Oh.
And I feel liberated / concerned because it's one of those days where Amanda's in New York and the kids are with the nanny, and the nanny might have a question, and I won't be able to answer.
And we have a meeting at 11:30 today.
With what?
We do?
Yeah.
Isn't that tomorrow?
No. Aren't we going to Sona today?
Isn't Sona's meeting Wednesday, I thought? Not that it matters.
I don't even know what today is. Ugh. I thought it was today.
Nicole, with a just simple check your calendar, no answer.
It's today.
Okay. It's today.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's out by me anyway.
So did you tell your nanny to text or call one of us if she has an issue? Because we'll be with you all day. That's what I do.
Oh, well, later. Yeah, you're going to have to text Amanda for me and my nanny, but I don't know my nanny's number, so I don't.
I have Amanda's number. And
yeah,
I can
you can just text Amanda.
You're
anyway, so it's kind of cool because I don't have my phone, and it really does feel liberating. Like, I'm not attached to it. I don't have to look at it.
Yeah, you won't be distracted so much.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Whenever we talk to you and you're on your phone, you tend to blank people out. That's
just during the dirties.
Thanks.
It's because I'm texting and tweeting about how great they are.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so that's my day. And with a little sidebar, I almost got Loren killed yesterday.
By taking her to my apartment?
Yeah.
How? It's three blocks.
Well, she did something bad. She got out of my car on the middle of, what street are you off
of? I'm off of West Tremont.
On West Tremont. I stopped. I didn't even pull into your apartment complex.
Okay.
I just stopped on Tremont.
Don't know why you wouldn't. It's a circle.
Because I was going straight anyway.
Yeah.
And there was no traffic coming.
Hard
so
to go through that circle, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Loren gets out of my car and walks to the back. Now, I drive a Jeep Laredo Cherokee, so it's kind of taller. Well, with that, all of a sudden, another car starts whipping towards me on the other side. So Loren could have walked out.
But I saw that car
and gotten smashed. How?
When I was getting out, because I also did this. I got out of the car and forgot my water and left the door open. And Mani started pulling away. And I was like, whoa, wait. That almost killed me, not the other car.
You see, I was stoked that I had to drop her off. I barely slowed down.
He's like, tuck and roll, champ.
I'm going to slow down to 5. You jump out, boo.
Clearly.
But, you know, it's just dangerous. You should always walk in front of the person's car when you get out and you're crossing a street.
Like a school bus.
Yeah.
See, and I don't trust the car get behind you and look. I'm not just going to run out.
You make me nervous.
Okay.
You've forgotten your water already. You were scatterbrained. I didn't want you to get laid out like a pancake on West Tremont. Right. By the way, I would have kept driving.
Yeah.
And then I would have been like, what happened to Loren? Oh, no, that's terrible. What about you, Ren, after you survived the...
After I survived that.
The touch of death.
I went home, and I'm trying to get Elena's room together, our au pair, because she's in Peru right now, and hopefully she makes it home. If you missed the show yesterday, her mom sent me a text message saying that she was concerned about her safety. which you can find that on the podcast. But I'm trying to get her room together because it's one of the only rooms in the house that is unfinished still. And so I was like building tables and moving things around yesterday. But today is my 9-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Congratulations.
And guess where my husband is?
He's working.
Out of town.
I know. Yeah. So is my boo. I had to ask Molly, where are you? What city are you in?
But it was sweet. He left me flowers this morning and a card. Aww. Yeah, so.
That's awesome. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
When's he back?
Late tonight. Okay. So I don't know that I'll see him today.
Stay up late. With the roses.
Champagne.
Yep, she'll be hammered on the champagne before he gets home.
His flights are always delayed, too, and they're late. It'll be like 1 in the morning by the time he gets home.
Something romantic turns into something mean.
Where are you?
How about you, Roy?
I am riddled with crime. I got my first lease violation ever, out of any place I've ever lived. It was the first time I got a written up and a fine yesterday.
What does that mean? Like the lease violation.
Like it means it goes in your record. If anyone ever calls, it's like, yeah, well, he had some lease violations.
Oh.
My first one. And on top of that, I feel like I got hit with a doozy $200 fine.
What?
$200 fine.
That's crazy.
That's like a speeding ticket.
And that's your first offense?
Yes. I think there's some subconscious bias going on here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's talk. It has to do with the party on Friday night,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
what did you do, Manny?
I don't think I did anything. I mean, I've been hating myself. I came in and out.
I should have canceled the damn party.
Yeah, because now you're like $1,200 in the hole.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked about your party at 7, so we'll just do it again at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And you can tell us what happened and what. Just give us a hint. What does it have to do with one of us? Did one of us cost you $200?
No one in this room cost us $200, but there was a member at the party.
Okay.
That destroyed things, I guess, if you will.
Please tell me it's not
and
my
caused
child.
A disturbance towards other members in the community.
I was listening to a best of the MRL show. We played at 5:30 and 5:45. In the 5:30 one, Loren said that cash was on the pool table the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He was running around. I hope it wasn't.
All right. We'll find out.
I'll tell you how I'm going to lease jail.
Up next, though, we got to talk about this woman who swallowed something in her sleep, Loren, and it could actually jeopardize her relationship. We'll have that story for you after Lizzo. This is Roy's new friend. They hung out backstage the other night.
Yeah, we're best buds.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Don't forget, 8 a.m. this morning, you're shot at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. And yesterday, we had a little bit of a texting issue at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, the rest of the day went smooth with the texting. So everything should be in order.
Good.
When it comes to texting 45911 with the code word we give you at 8 a.m. this morning. Loren, why would a woman swallowing something affect her relationship?
No idea.
And potential marriage?
I have no idea. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
It's because the California woman swallowed her engagement ring while she slept.
What?
Okay. Get this. Jenna Evans of San Diego said she had a dream Tuesday night that her fiance told her to swallow her engagement ring to protect it from some bad guys that had been attacking their house. She said, and when I woke up, it wasn't in my hand. I knew exactly where it was, in my stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
She went to the urgent care the following day where the x-rays confirmed that the ring was in her stomach and she was unlikely to pass it through her digestive system on its own.
Must have been a big ring.
Yeah. She said, I was actually really happy because I don't know if I could look at it and appreciate it in the same way as I can now. Doctors determined that the best way to retrieve the ring was, by the way, which was causing her stomach pains, was to actually do surgery.
Mm. They can't go in with like a GI, lower GI unit?
Not sure if maybe that's what the surgery was.
Okay.
Don't know if they opened up her belly. I don't think they did that. The surgery was successful and the ring was to return to her finger and she plans to take it off at night and hide it so she can't swallow it again.
Wow.
She said, I feel very grateful that I got it back. And it's a happy and funny story for the rest of my life.
You know, I used to sleepwalk as a little kid. My mom one night saw me digging through the hallway closet, and I had no sleeping.
Yeah.
And she was like, what you looking for, bud? And I'm like, I didn't answer her. I just kept digging through it. And she's like, why don't you go back to bed? The second time she caught me in the middle of the night, I was just sitting in front of the, you know, because back then the big TVs just sat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. So I was sitting on the floor in front of the TV holding a controller.
Ooh, like but, Poltergeist.
But nothing. Yeah, but there was, the TV wasn't on. I wasn't playing anything.
You're not supposed to wake people up that are sleepwalking.
Oh, my mom did. She's like, all right, let's go to bed.
I see dead people.
Mom's like, my son's terrifying. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Dang. I know I've told you guys this before, but I used to fold laundry when I was sleeping.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so cool.
I would sit there and like fold T-shirts and stuff, yeah. And I'm sure my parents would just line up the baskets.
Give you melatonin.
Yeah.
And then leave for the night. All right, Laura, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So there is going to be a mega mentor on The Voice, and I'll tell you who it is. It's a huge celebrity that I think is maybe too big for the show.
Do we need a mega mentor? I mean, does Lizzo really need to be on The Voice?
It's not Lizzo.
All right, we'll find out after Ava Max.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I think this is really sad, but Dog the Bounty Hunter has been hospitalized for a heart emergency.
Ooh.
Yeah, the star is waiting to hear if he's going to need surgery with what his camp is describing as what they think was a heart attack. He was in his Colorado home, felt some pains in his chest, and was rushed to the hospital under doctor's care. He's resting comfortably now. But, you know, Dog's wife, Beth, had passed away after a long, lengthy battle with cancer just recently. And I, you know how they say, like, people die of a broken heart? Like, I really hope that's not going to be the case for him.
Mm-hmm. Or do you hope that it is? That, like, he goes to be with her, you
well,
know?
I don't know.
And
it's
he's
sweet.
Very spiritual.
I know.
Very. You know, my grandmother, when my grandfather passed away, she would, every time, like, we'd pray and go to bed, her prayer said, I can't wait to see my husband again. That's how scary is that as a little kid? I'm like, he's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're going to be around for a while, Grams, aren't
you? Mom, where are you going?
You know what I'm saying?
All right, there's going to be a mega mentor on The Voice, and she's made a stop there before during season 7 and performed on last season's finale. It is going to be none other than Taylor Swift.
Wow.
She is going to be a mentor to all the teams before the knockout rounds.
Here we have a mega mentor. Yeah, but I don't know who it is. I know it's supposed to be a big star.
I think the person's like one of the most successful people in music, but
that's true, but I can't be because I'm a coach.
Yeah, you're already here.
Oh, hey, guys.
Well, hey, Ty.
Yeah, I have no idea. I wonder who it is. Wait a minute.
Taylor Swift!
Okay.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift joining The Voice. As a mega mentor.
Can she be fun, though? Because I remember, like, how Adam and Blake was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be, like, real, like, seriously into
it. I know.
It. Yeah.
I want it to be fun.
All right, coming up in the 7:30
Don't
Dirty.
Don't fail me. That's what she tells the singers.
I'll tell you why Kevin Hart is being sued.
Cool. And are you going to talk about me being on TV last night or no? Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Sean Spicy.
Yeah, okay. I'm still going back and doing some recon on last night's show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lorraine. Up next, we're going to get our high school football picks in. We picked them on Friday, but because of some storms, a lot of games weren't played. They got played last night. We'll find out who's in the bottom two who will be handcuffed at the end of it all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. High school football pick of the week. Every week, a member of the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show picks a high school that they are rooting for. And the person at the end of the season with the, how do I appropriately say this? With the most losses? Is that the right way to say this?
Right. With the four of us, Nicole included, the bottom two.
The bottom two. I don't know football terms. So the bottom two have to be handcuffed together for 24 hours.
Right. The two people with the worst records will be handcuffed. Now, right now, as of right now, I'm 3-0. I don't know what happened to my game over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It got canceled on Friday, and it got played last night. Everybody else is 2-1, so it's not bad. Nobody has a losing record.
No, I know, but I need, like, the pack to start to separate so I know who I have to take out other than Manny.
Damn, listen to you. What are we, on Survivor?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You are the target to take down,
Kurt. Well, because I'm currently undefeated.
I know. Yeah.
Producer Nicole, everybody finished their games as of Monday night. What's the latest update?
The latest update is you are still undefeated.
Weddington. Weddington came through. The Weddington Warriors.
And as of right now, myself, Lauren, and Roy, we all got a W, which brings us to 3-1.
Here's the thing, too. Manny picked a team that could have. It was a toss-up.
Thank you.
It was a tough rivalry game.
Yeah, my team wasn't undefeated. Yeah.
Well, they won 45-7.
So I'll be taking them next week.
They destroyed that team.
Let me write that down.
I heard the team showed Weddington. The team. Who'd they play? Who did Weddington play?
You guys played Catawba Ridge.
Yeah, so I heard that Catawba Ridge showed up on Friday for the game. It got postponed and they wouldn't let them leave. They had to stay there, camp out. You know, they wore them out until Monday night when the game was played. Well, congratulations to all the teams that won. Shout out your teams.
I had Shelby.
No. Who did Roy have? He's giving me a look.
He had Clover.
I had Clover.
Who'd you take?
I took Myers Park.
Okay. Congratulations to everyone. We'll pick on Friday again this week.
Can I ask what happens if there's a three-way tie?
I said we were going to flip a coin.
We just get more handcuffs?
I don't know. I think we should do a lottery. No, it should be two people. That's what we decided. And we'll just do a lottery if there's a tie at the end. I think that's what we discussed when we picked this idea.
Okay.
Right?
I'm fine with that.
Everybody's name will go into Loren's bra. And we'll just pick one name out.
If there's a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your bra's big enough to hold four names. Don't look at me like that. Hey, big news, you guys. We are back live again on Facebook after a long break.
Yes, if you go to the Kiss95.1 Facebook page, you can watch behind the scenes of the Mania Roy Loren Morning Show, and I'm already hating it.
Why?
I look so big. I need to go on a diet.
Oh, my God.
Coming up next with the Mania Roy and Loren Show.
We're doing salads for lunch. I don't like looking at myself.
Oh, buddy.
I know.
You look great.
Thank you.
Hey, up next, just around 6:51 this morning, we got to tell you, we got a DM on our Insta last night. Some guy's mad at a friend of his after he brought this person to his wedding. And when he told them that he was bringing them to the wedding, the guy thought it was a joke. The person who DM'd us thought he was joking.
Hmm.
But it turns out that this person did come to the wedding. And by the way, the person said, that person could have went psycho at my wedding.
Yeah.
So we'll discuss coming up here around 6:51 this morning.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show. So we got this DM on Instagram at the MRL Show, which, by the way, we love it when you tell us what's going on in your life and you send us messages. We do read them. We genuinely do.
We love the drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a guy said that they were having a wedding. Sorry, it's a long message that has like spelling errors. So this person got married 2 weeks ago. They were having a wedding, and a friend of mine told him that morning that, hey, I'm actually going to be RSVPing with one guest. Come to find out, the person that was brought to the wedding was a Tinder date that they met the morning of the wedding.
Hmm. How about that? The guy brings a Tinder date from that morning.
Hmm. From that morning. And the friend, the date, pretty much said, yeah, I love weddings. I don't mind making that our first date.
Yeah, what do you think that Tinder message was? Like, hey, wedding anyone?
I don't know.
Hey, my friend's having a wedding. You want to come tonight? And the person's like, okay.
That's a heavy first date. And weddings are not like a short affair. Like, you've got to go through, and God forbid you go to a big Catholic wedding. It's like an hour ordeal just to get married. So you're sitting there next to somebody. It's like worse than going to a movie with someone. Because then you have to go to the party afterwards, and that party lasts like 4 hours. That's like a 7-hour commitment for your first date.
I will say I love weddings, though. Like, I personally love weddings, even if I don't know the people.
Really?
I love the vibe of it. You know, the free drinks, the music, the love. It's heaven.
I love love.
It's a little slice of heaven. So the guy was mad, though, right, Roy? The guy who sent us the DM who had the wedding was like, if I told my wife, like, my wife doesn't know.
Yeah.
He has to pay for the extra plate, you know? He has to pay for that person's date.
So I kind of see both sides of it, because at least the guy who brought the Tinder date to his friend's wedding was looking out, because he had already RSVP'd that he's coming plus one. We don't know what happened to his plus one.
Sure.
So he's like, to make up for it, so you didn't just pay for an empty plate, I went on Tinder and asked if anyone wants to go to the wedding, and this woman said yes.
Yeah, but also, look, on the other side, even though he could have had leftovers, you know what I'm saying? Like, he now has to pay for the person's date.
Yeah, but he was going to have to pay for it either way, because that person already RSVP'd.
He's saying is, like, the drinks and stuff, too.
Yeah, like,
if there was open bar.
I don't know. Is one person going to make that much of a difference? Like,
you'd be surprised. You know how many times Sterling gets invited to weddings and they don't invite me? And it's evidently over financial purposes.
Hmm.
The one person evidently makes a huge difference.
Yeah, if you're planning from the beginning. But I feel like at the end, if you've already allocated for that money, Like, we had a really small wedding. We only had 50 people at our wedding.
No, that totally surprises me when you say that.
I know. And my...
It's because it was either 50 or 5,000, right?
No.
Well, it's because she flew in on a white horse, and that was the majority of the budget.
No. I just didn't want it to get out of control where, like, our moms were inviting their best friends who we had growing up that we had never met, and, you know, Aunt Donna, who I, you know, haven't talked to since I was 10, wants to come. Like, I just didn't want any of that to get out of control.
Yeah.
So we kept it very, like, tight, but my bridesmaids didn't bring dates because
really?
I wanted them. Yeah. And that was by design, though, because I was like, they're kind of crazy. Like, I was like, dial it back. I know, like, if you guys are just with me all night, I can control it. But if you have dates there, it's going to be like shots and. Next thing you know, we're swimming in the lake with our gowns on, and I just knew where that could go.
A text message from 704 said, I would be livid if my husband's friend brought a Tinder date that he met that morning to our wedding. You have no idea if this person's mentally stable. And that's what he actually said in the DM, too. He's like, who knows what... He didn't even know what this person was like.
I think that's going a little dramatic.
I don't know. Maybe somebody gets really drunk and starts a fight. Who knows? Yeah. You don't know the person.
Yeah.
You figure Tinder, right? Saturday wedding. You get on Tinder at 9 a.m. Hey, I have a wedding today at 4. Starting to look for someone, right? Then you make a contact, right? However Tinder works. You both swipe left on each other or right?
It's right.
Okay, you both swipe right on each other. Then the message comes through. Hey, are you available in 4 hours for a wedding?
That's heavy.
That's quick.
So this is a lot about the person that said yes.
That's exactly my point. How stable do you think that person is?
Okay, all right. I'm picking up what you're putting
down.
You
know what I mean? Like, I was going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and the All-American Pub, but now
but
I'm going to...
you know what? Hey, open bar.
Yeah, I'll just do that. Oh, man. All right. We got to talk about that later on. Put that DM aside, Roy, because I want to find out if anybody else took, like, Tinder dates or someone they just met to, like, a work party or a wedding. There's probably stories there. I'm sure somebody would be like, bad idea. But up next, we got to talk about something, a follow-up from yesterday.
Now, as you know, that I had a party that nobody showed up to at my apartment clubhouse. Well, there's more fallout from this party. This should have never happened, including me getting a lease violation and a $200 fine. Who at my party ruined everything?
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's the party that won't stop giving, and I need it to stop giving. I need it to go away.
Yesterday, if you weren't with us, then you missed Roy's story. Friday night, he had a get-together for all of his real estate friends.
And none of them showed up.
They bailed one by one, each excuse worse than the last for why they couldn't come. And so the MRL family, Loren, her husband Dallas, Nicole, and her roommate Kylie, and then myself showed up because we love partying at any, you know, free alcohol, free food. We're there.
Yeah. Well,
that's how we left it yesterday. You were mad that your real estate friends didn't show up.
But we still had a good time.
And we had a great time.
Well, I got an email from my apartment manager. And I not only got a lease violation, which is pretty bad in itself, but I got a $200 fine.
Good God.
Because.
What did we do?
Yeah. So somebody that was there that night cost you $200.
Yes.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Loren,
she got the most drunk.
She got the most drunk.
And I did get the most drunk.
She stayed the longest.
I did. But, you know, now that I'm looking back on the night, I kind of hope it's not Cash, my son, because when my husband Dallas came to pick baby Cash up, Cash was on the pool table. He was, like, running around. He's being loud.
Don't say too much. My apartment manager's probably listening.
That's an additional $200.
Yeah.
You're now $400.
Okay, so if that wasn't it, now I know it wasn't me.
Welcome to America's favorite game show, Let's Charge Roy!
Yay!
Roy had a party on Friday night.
Let's see how many lease violations he can rack up.
Loren, what did you say you did?
Nothing.
Seriously, what happened?
My dog. So I rented out the clubhouse, which means I paid money to reserve the clubhouse. And my apartment typically in the common areas has like a leash policy. But I assumed, which I shouldn't have, that if I rented out the clubhouse and only me and my guests could be there, I was allowed to have no leash. So you that's the first issue.
I mentioned that to Nicole while we were playing pool because Callie walked over by us.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that I saw was that people were using the gym. And in order to get to the gym,
they had to get to the clubhouse.
They had to cut through the room that Roy had rented and they walked past a dog. And I was like, what if someone who doesn't like dogs walks past Callie? And Nicole's like, oh, Callie's sweet. And that was it. Like, that's
She loves people.
And that's just poor planning on the apartment building's layout.
And maybe if they get a clubhouse, maybe don't put the thing that you can reserve.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And open space.
I have kind of another beef here.
By the way, violation number one. There's more violations.
Okay, just to put it in perspective, it would be like renting out a suite at the football game on the 50-yard line. That's how invasive it is. Go ahead. So, what were you going to say?
She was on a leash some of the time. Nobody was holding it.
That's true. The leash was dragging.
That's true. Like she was being confined to the majority of the time.
And she's a medium-sized dog.
And there was one incident that I remember that she got away from us. And evidently, that's when all hell broke loose.
It only takes a minute.
So according to the email from my apartment manager, that she went not only to the lobby, to the front door, but she pooped in the front door. And then a guest, a resident, stepped on the poop.
Trashy. Poor thing. Went to the front door, did the right thing, and just couldn't hold it anymore.
Oh, at this nice apartment building. How trashy. I love it. And evidently, the concierge, we have a 24-hour person who sits at the front desk to let people in and accept packages. And evidently, that person had to clean up my dog's poop.
Okay.
But here's a couple of my things with it. Number one, I was just down the hall. If I was breaking rules, somebody could have easily came down and was like, hey, number one, your dog just pooped and you got to go clean it. Number two, you're breaking the rules.
How do they know it was you? Because a lot of people use that entranceway to walk their dogs.
Well, they say they have camera footage. That's hilarious. I haven't witnessed the camera footage because I wanted them just to email it to me so I can blog about it. But the last thing I want to do is go to the Ashton's lobby and sit there and watch the footage with someone else. I think that's going to be really uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so good.
But they say they have footage.
You should go watch the video. Clearly it's you. Clearly it's the dog. And be like, I'm just not seeing what you see.
Prove it. And I know my rights.
I mean, it's just not matching. And I want to believe you.
Okay, but hold on a second. When you rent this place out and you spend $200 to rent the room out, I assume that part of that goes to cleaning the areas.
I don't think it goes to cleaning your dog's poop.
I had a resident stepped in and drug all over the downstairs lobby.
Just saying. You rented the space. I'm sure there's some money in there allocated to cleaning. Just put it towards the dog's poop.
Well, I see the others. Listen, my dog did it. My dog was off the leash. I really didn't know that she was off the leash. And if she was off the leash in the lobby, it was just for a moment. But my thing is that not only do I get a lease violation, but then I get, like, they can charge anywhere between, like, $50 to $500, and they chose $200.
Yeah. So
talk about it. And I've never had a lease violation. I'm a good resident.
Let's do a quick round of how much did your dog cost you. Right now, $200 is on the board. 704-570-9595. Here's what we'll do. We'll hit the Jonas Brothers. We'll get them on. Maybe they'll pay your fine for you.
No, I don't think they will.
And then we'll take your phone calls, and then we'll get your calls on the radio here in about 4 minutes. But Roy's dog cost him $200.
Yes.
What else could a dog do that would cost someone money?
Eat something? I don't know.
Oh, and then like surgery? 704-570-9595 made me feel a little better.
The MRL Morning Show. on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It's the Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. Hey, if you're able to do it, you can jump on Kiss 95.1 Facebook page and see us. We're back to streaming live this morning, and Roy's giving some more details about that party.
Some things I didn't want to talk about on the radio, because there's other things I'm upset about.
Some exclusives, which, by the way, will also be on the Rap Party podcast. That'll be up after 10:30 this morning.
But my dog, Callie, cost me $200 because at the party at my clubhouse in my apartment, she got away from us. She went to the lobby and pooped. And evidently another resident stepped on it, so they gave us a lease violation. So right now she's cost me a total of $200. What has your dog cost you?
So I see a bunch of phone calls lined up, and I see numbers ranging from $380 to over $10,000.
What?
Good gosh.
Yeah, we're going to talk to these people coming up in 3 minutes, y'all. Hang tight.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, a lot of people on hold. Let's jump to their calls real quick, talking about how much their dog cost them. Roy, how much did Callie cost you on Friday night?
$200 in lease violations at my apartment. Let's talk with Joe and Charlotte. Joe, how much did your dog cost you?
$750.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
A teething puppy decided to chew up all the baseboards in my apartment. I looked at it as like paint damage. And 2 weeks after we ended our lease and moved out, I got a letter in the mail. And yeah, they were like, we had to replace all the boards, most of the, you know, carpet, because some of the carpet was tore up. But yeah, $750.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Joe. Roy, you also posted a picture of Callie ate a hole in your couch. So really...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not only did she cost you the $200 on the pooping,
but what? What the couch? $400. Mm-hmm. She cost me now. I'm like $600 in.
Sorry to bring
my
up.
Gosh, stuff. She's destroying everything. Lauren in Monroe, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. What's your dog cost you?
$1,500 and some change. We were out of town, and my dog has anxiety and has done this before in my home. So we take a crate with us. And when we get back to the hotel, my five-year-old unhooked his kennel because she said she wanted to give Yogi kisses bye and didn't close it back up. And when we got back to the hotel, he had tore holes all in their couch, like the pull-out couch, the Fairfield Inn & Suites, and the mattress, a big hole in the center of the mattress.
And it's hard to be mad at your five-year-old because she was just trying to be sweet, right?
Right. Yeah. So I couldn't get mad at her or the dog.
Yeah.
But they did. They charged my card after I checked out. I had told them what had happened. And after I checked out, they didn't even tell me how much it was going to be. And the next thing I know, they had charged my card $1,500.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Thanks, Lauren.
Wow. Can I get an itemized receipt, please?
All right.
This is Katie in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, the Ray Morning Show. My dog cost me $200. What did your dog cost you?
My dog cost me $10,000.
Ten? What? What do they do?
Yeah.
Destroy a whole car?
I basically lived in South Korea teaching.
Okay.
And in South Korea, the doctors don't have to be certified to be a doctor. They didn't know what was wrong with her, and her gallbladder exploded.
Oh, so you got a medical bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, can we just go back to the fact that anybody can be a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of breezed over that.
Then I wonder how they even fix your dog then, if no one's a real doctor.
She had to go find someone who's, I don't know, she went to a banker, apparently, that cost her $10,000.
My gosh, they're playing Operation down there.
Loren, Dirty, what you got?
Kevin Hart is being sued over something he says he's a victim of. I'll give you the breakdown in 3 minutes in the Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Kevin Hart is being sued. Remember that whole moving furniture tape that he was being extorted for?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the other person who's in the tape with him is now suing Kevin Hart because she thinks that JT Jackson, who planned the whole encounter, and him were in on it, and that the two hid the camera in the room for some much-needed publicity for his comedy tour.
Isn't that like what Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge and his wife did? Remember?
I guess so, but I think all those people knew. I think that whole thing was an issue
because
it was leaked.
Bubba says he didn't know. Bubba swears he didn't know.
Well, Kevin has denied that he had any knowledge of the recording and that he is a victim, too.
Hmm.
All right, so Lizzo. She was just here in Charlotte on Sunday. And Roy, I think she told you something backstage.
She told a lot of people, okay. Even on stage too. She went to a strip club and she dropped $3,000.
Well, she's in the new movie, Hustlers. And she did say that she loves being in the club, throwing stacks at the girls while they're performing, while she's listening to her own song.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of Hustlers, J-Lo, she tried to prank Ellen on her show. Ellen's got this new segment called The Voice on the phone. And J-Lo called her and tried to keep an accent that she's not real good at. And when Ellen asked if she was a comedian and asked her to tell a joke, she broke character. And, of course, Ellen knew it was her immediately. Christina Aguilera is returning to Las Vegas. She has just extended her tour, and I know producer Nicole's really excited about this, but she announced that on the Kelly Clarkson show, and she also invited Kelly to come on stage and perform with her, which Kelly responded, I would love to.
You have to come, bring a fun group of people because I love feeding off the energy. But it's a great environment. It's a great place to be expressive and creative. And you know, I feel at home most when I'm on stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mani, you made a prediction earlier this week when we were talking about Adele's breakup to her husband.
I thought, unfortunately, with bad breakups comes good music.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
good writing, good stories.
That's about right.
You were right.
Mm.
We should expect new music from Adele. Now, don't expect it to be a downer, like a whole power ballad. We should expect an up-tempo version this time, which is kind of cool.
The new album's called He's a D-Bag. Is that true?
No, that is not true.
I'll never forget Katy Perry's Wide Awake, like right after Russell Brand and her divorce.
Yeah.
Wide Awake came out. And it goes line by line about what a jerk he was during the entire marriage.
It is so blatantly obvious about him. Yeah.
I was falling hard and I'm wide awake.
Yep.
You know, I was such a jerk to be into you.
Yep. All right. That's your Dirty for now. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, we'll break down what Hailey Baldwin has to say about her marriage to Justin Bieber.
All right. Let's play Can't Be the Wren. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take the Wren down.
Now, it's time for Can't Be the Wren.
Rant.
Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Amber. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Hey, thanks.
All right, Amber, representing Jefferson, North Carolina. Throw her out so we can play.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
If you are on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page and you can get there quickly enough, you can see Loren is out of the studio. We're broadcasting our show live on Facebook this morning. Amber in Jefferson, question number one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Happy 40th birthday to Flo Rida. Now, Flo Rida's performed at our Gravediggers Ball, and so has this I Kissed a Girl singer. Who is that?
Katy Perry.
And it was just announced that Taylor Swift will be a mega mentor on this NBC competition show. Which show is that?
I don't know.
No answer there? Okay. Question three. Dwayne Wade and his wife are selling a limited edition t-shirt that will benefit the LGBTQ community. Dwayne Wade just retired from playing what professional sport?
Basketball.
Question four. This hit comedy with characters such as Ross and Chandler is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and Meghan Trainor is going to remake the show's theme song. What show is that?
Friends.
And the movie Hustlers just came out, and the director praises Cardi B's performance. We're also sure that her husband praised her, too. Who is Cardi B's husband?
Offset.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Amber in Jefferson got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Happy 40th birthday to Flo Rida.
Mm-hmm.
Flo Rida has performed at our Gravediggers Ball, and so has this I Kissed a Girl singer.
Katy Perry.
1-1.
It was just announced that Taylor Swift's going to be a mega mentor on this NBC singing competition show. What show is that?
The Voice.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Amber on that one. 2-1.
Man, The Voice, Amber.
Okay.
All right. Question three. Dwayne Wade and his wife are selling a limited edition t-shirt that will benefit the LGBTQ community. Dwayne Wade just retired from playing what professional sport?
Basketball.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
And this hit comedy with characters such as Ross and Chandler celebrating its 25th anniversary. Meghan Trainor is going to remake the show's theme song, too. What show is that?
Friends.
That's correct. It's 4-3.
And the movie Hustlers just came out. Loren, you love this movie. This question is not even fair. And the director praises Cardi B. Was Cardi B's performance good in the movie?
Yeah. I mean, she was in it for a very small amount of
time. The director praised her for it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's very authentic from Cardi.
We're also sure that her husband praised her, too. We want to know who Cardi B's husband is.
Offset.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you win. You have 60.
Wow.
6-0 wins.
Man.
Just Amber.
Hair.
That was a good try, but not quite a win. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
My name's Amber from Jefferson, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Amber.
Thanks. Still to come.
All right, we got to get to a War of the Roses between Leslie and Mark. Mark keeps working late, but he has the job that you're going to hate.
Yeah, you hate him before he even sends the roses off.
And why is he working late? You're going to find out in a brand new War of the Roses where we can all hate Mark together. It comes your way in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Leslie, give us a little background on you and Mark and what's going on that makes you think he's cheating on you.
So I've been with Mark for 2 years. Now, we've been talking about moving in together really soon, and we've even discussed getting engaged. Like, this is a serious relationship, and I'm looking at him like, you know, is he going to be my husband soon? My issue with him is he always works late every Wednesday, every Friday. Like, who works late on a Friday? He works for a telecom business.
Let me ask you something. What exactly is a telecom business? Is that like the telephone industry, obviously?
Landlines?
It's like cold calling. Like those telemarketers that blow up your phone all the time.
Oh.
Trying to sell you insurance or a credit card or something crazy. Is that.
Oh, so he runs a telemarketing.
Yes.
Well, you can't be calling people's houses at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I mean, how late is he working?
And see, I know that he has no reason to be there because he used to have to stay until 9 o'clock because they had to call the West Coast. But they don't even do that anymore. They only have East Coast clients now.
So oh, is that what they call us, clients?
Yeah.
First of all, I already hate your boyfriend. The fact that he runs a telemarketing firm is, like, enough to make me want to scream.
Right. I mean, nobody likes those calls. But what the hell? Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. And I keep asking him, and he's saying, you know, they have meetings, they have this, they have that going on. He's not being, something isn't right.
Okay. Well, we'll call him and try to figure it out.
All right, Roy, dial Mark up, and let's find out who he sends the romantic roses to. If they're not to you, let's wait to find out how much information we can get out of him before you jump in, Leslie, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome.
I hope you're doing well.
I am. Well, I'm calling today to let you know that you are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I never win anything. That's all right.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these roses to?
Rena. I'll send them to Rena. Rena.
Okay.
Well, I'll send the roses to Rena.
Okay. And I have a card here to go with the roses. What would you like to put on her card?
We can say, enjoy these. Don't let the cat out of the bag. We could get in trouble.
Okay.
She's one of my employees. You know, we have to keep it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, so will I be sending this to your office or to her place?
You can go ahead and send them to, to her place.
Okay. And what do you think your girlfriend Leslie's going to think about this?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
No, you heard her right.
Oh, then Leslie, this is not, it's not what it looks like.
No, now. And then don't let the cat out of the bag, the secrets. So you've been cheating on me the whole time with Rena?
No, it really has not been going on that long. It really has it started small and then it kind of just escalated. It really,
So for the last three months, you've been going to Rena's house. When I have met Rena, and Rena's been smiling in my face, we've had conversations, and then you do...
Mark, we hate you.
Listen, I really, it really was a mistake. You know, she hates you for multiple reasons,
Mark.
You're not even listening.
Yeah. You're a telemarketer and a cheater. You're literally the worst person ever.
I'm sorry. Leslie, can you please take me back? I'm sorry. Look, I'll end it with Rena. We can move forward.
Take me back. You over here sending her roses today. And you all know this is a whole lot. So you can go back behind my back again and have an affair with someone else.
Mark, what was so special about Rena that made you want to flip around and mess around with her over Leslie?
I mean, you know, Rena had just, she was new into the office. And, you know, it's just, it was just new energy. You know, me and Leslie.
You had a problem with my energy?
I knew he was going to be dumb. That's why I asked.
What?
How many calls does she do in an hour, Mark? That makes her so good.
She was okay at her job. She wasn't the best at it. You know, she probably, you know, she met her quotas. But, you know, she was just nice. She was just a nice lady. And but you know what? I'm done with that. You know, as a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and fire her. I can fire her.
Oh, that's not right.
Fire her for what?
You're not doing me any favors by firing her, Mark. You know what? Just hang up on his dumb asses. He doesn't know any better.
Leslie, wait.
Sorry, no calls after 6 p.m. Bye.
He's the one that should be fired.
Yo, he tried to talk himself out of that. No wonder why he's in the telemarketing business.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Mm. All right, Leslie. Sorry. I'm sorry. And you know the Rena girl, too, which makes it even more awky.
Yes. I had a conversation with her just last week. You know what? I'm done with this. I'm so over it.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo! This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Messages sent to our studio number, and that's wrong. If you're playing the Kiss cash code for that $1,000 and ultimately to be in the running for the $10,000, you've got to text 45911.
Yep, 45911. Text best to that for your chance to win $1,000.
We got one of our favorite callers on hold.
Okay.
A new caller who I think hit us up one day in the middle of the summer, and he was angry that we were busting guys on War of the Roses.
Angry Frank.
Hey, Angry Frank. Welcome to the Andy Roy the Rim Morning Show.
How the hell are you?
We're good, man.
Now, listen, the last time we spoke, you were mad because we were busting guys on War of the Roses. There's no way you can defend this guy, Mark. He cheated with a coworker, and he runs a telemarketing company. Those are the people, Frank, that call you after hours with annoying questions.
Right. And you know what? I don't know whether to hug the guy or beat the hell out of him. because I don't like him because he's a telemarketer. And then I don't like how, well, you know, maybe we could give him some slack on the girl. You know?
You know,
sometimes you have a relationship and you want to keep it quiet. It was wrong what you did to that guy.
Right.
It was wrong.
I love how unapologetic you are towards cheaters. You're okay with it.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got a little dark past myself, but what the hell, you know? Hey, man, I don't like Mark.
Okay.
Because he's a telemarketer.
Okay.
You know?
That's good.
Okay.
You know? So he deserved what he got today.
War of the Roses, he did, yep. And I remember you saying that you cheated on your wife. That's why you kind of had a heart for the cheaters.
Yeah, well, you know, she was slacking on some.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, my gosh, Frank.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you know what? I hate it when women use that leverage. You know what I mean?
What?
The leverage, right? Oh, you know the leverage.
No, I don't know.
You know the leverage. You're on the couch tonight, buddy. You know that kind
of. Hey, just because you're on the couch doesn't mean you got to find somewhere else to sleep altogether.
Well, you know, man's got needs. I got needs, man.
Okay.
So I don't know about you, man.
Frank, did you hear we're giving away $1,000 with the KISS cash code?
I spoke to Nicole, man. Mm-hmm. What's up with her, man? She doesn't understand I only have a library card. A damn library card, man. I got a flip phone, and I don't do none of this texty thing.
Okay.
I don't do that. Don't do it.
Frank, it's easy. You just text the word on your phone.
And if
just give me the damn $1,000.
No, that's not how this works, Frank.
Money.
No, Frank. What? You got to go online to kiss951.com.
I'm not going online.
Okay. What about getting the app?
You're wasting your breath, buddy.
Okay.
No, it's $1,000 for you, bud. If you don't want to play, that's fine.
Give me the cash. I listen to you guys all the time. I put up with all this crap that you put on the air. The kiss for cash. Cash me the kiss. Or kiss me to cash. I don't care.
You can text it. You can also get on the app and put it in there or go on to kiss951.com. No, I did hear you.
You're not hearing me.
I don't think you're hearing us.
Angry Frank, have you heard your clips that we play on the radio?
Hey, man. You should pay me for that.
Yeah, I figured he was going to say that.
Yeah.
No, you're not helping nobody.
It's battling. It's dueling Franks. Frank, say yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's me, man. Yeah, you playing with me, man. What is wrong with you people?
Listen, what? Do you want to hear
wish that Mark guy was here so I could hit him right now.
Oh.
All right, Frank, let's not get violent.
Frank, somebody wants to say hi to you. This is Marley in Taylorsville. Hey, Marley.
Hey.
Hi, Marley. What do you want?
You're like,
why are you wild?
Hold on, but let her talk, Frank. Let her talk.
The worst person. Obviously, if she's holding back from you and you're sleeping on the couch, you're not that good to begin with.
Wow, that wasn't nice.
Just saying.
Where do you get these callers from?
There was no reason for you to cheat on her. I mean, maybe you need to go watch Pornhub or something.
He doesn't have internet. He has to go to the library for internet.
No privacy at the library.
Angry Frank, are you current? See, I'm under the impression, Marley, that he's not married. Like, he lives by himself in like an apartment or some sort of smaller home. Doesn't need much. Are you alone, Frank? Or are you married?
I'm by myself.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, well, that's good.
You sound it.
I'm glad you're happy. That's awesome. But cheating for... No, we don't cheat. Yeah. Cheating's bad.
It's bad.
What's your number, Nicole? Give me your number.
That's not Nicole. That's Marley. Bye, Marley. Thank you. You're a mess,
I want both numbers anyway. What the hell?
You're a mess.
Well, listen, good
Everybody
luck.
Everybody makes mistakes, right, man.
Well, good luck with the $1,000 KISS cash code.
Yeah, right.
I love that you can't get there. We give you three modern ways
none
to get in.
None of them are good.
And none of them work for Frank.
Hey, Frank wants to send us a fax. Can I win that one?
All right, buddy. Thanks. You always have an open line here. You know that, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. See you, Frank. He is... He cracks me, and it's his voice. It's his raspy voice, too, that I love, you know?
He goes from, like, level 100 to, like, 4 and back again.
He was mad at Marley, then all of a sudden he wanted her number to take her out. Oh, my God.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Speaking of taking somebody out. So, Hailey Baldwin Bieber is breaking down her marriage to Justin. And she said that she had a really hard time adjusting at first. I'll tell you why. It's coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now you- your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Lorette, real quick, before you get into your first story, Angry Frank was just on about 10 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. That's the, for those people that might not know, that's this guy.
No. You're not helping nobody.
He's become quite the character on the show. So text messages coming in. 262 says, this guy sucks. He was only funny the first time. But then 828 says, he sounds like my everyday customers at the store I run.
Uh-huh.
And then 704 says, can you guys please do a weekly segment with Angry Frank?
Oh, so some people love him and some people hate him. He's polarizing.
704 says, that's so funny. Go get him, Taylor. Taylor connected Taylor with him. So yes, you're right, Lorraine. Some people love him. Some people hate him.
Yep.
I love
him. I do, too. I think he's a funny character.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
I change my feelings about Frank about as often as he changes his feelings. You know, he goes like from level 100 to like a 4, then back again. So, all right. So speaking of Taylor Swift is the newest mega mentor on The Voice. She is going to be mentoring all the teams before the knockout rounds this season. And it's not her first time on The Voice. She was a mentor during season 7 and performed on last season's finale. Meanwhile, Hailey Baldwin is opening up about her marriage to Justin Bieber and saying she was not prepared for the level of hate that she got from the trolls online. And it really took a toll on her. She says, I wasn't prepared to wake up to hundreds and thousands of messages bombarding me saying he's never going to do this. You're never going to get married. You'll be divorced in a year. She said sometimes that, you know, takes over your mind. And she doubted herself. She's thinking, well, maybe somebody knows something I don't.
That's just such the downside to social media.
Yeah.
Is the social media bullying, you know, that I never had to deal with as a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But even Sheryl Crow had to apologize for saying something about Taylor Swift because the Swifties got all over her
mm-hmm.
and yeah. bullied her to make a statement about it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Haley did say, though, that she's learned that her relationship with Justin is just between her and Justin, and now they've kind of found a rhythm, but it was really hard on them at first.
And I guess the other thing, too, that you got to realize if you're a fan of a celebrity like Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift, you don't really know them.
Right.
I hate to tell you that.
Yeah.
Because they follow you back doesn't mean that you guys are close.
Even if they don't follow you back, like, people just know so much about their life that they feel involved, like they have a say in it. And guess what? You don't.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson was on Ellen's show, and she says that she gets asked a lot why she has a talk show.
They're like, why do you have a talk show? Because everybody's like, well, aren't you working on a record? And I'm like, well, yeah. And they're like, aren't you doing The Voice? And I'm like, well, yeah. And I also doing this.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't know. You got to matter till you don't, people.
Yeah, Kelly's awesome.
She's so awesome. She's just like a real person like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we just said we shouldn't feel like we know celebrities.
No, but
let me talk out of both sides of my mouth for a second.
But here's the difference. We can like her because she's got a good personality.
Right. Yeah.
But if someone said something bad about Kelly Clarkson, you're not going to get on Twitter and bully that person and tell them that, you know, they're idiots.
Yeah. No.
That's the difference.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Megan Trainor says that she was so flattered that she was asked to sing the remake of Friends. And this will mark the 25th anniversary, of course. It will premiere this Sunday at 8:30, exactly when the original sitcom debuted.
Premiered where? What's it doing? Is NBC playing it?
No. She's just singing the song.
Yeah, no, I get that, but
drop.
I wonder. Oh, it's going to drop.
It's
like,
going to drop on Sunday at 8:30, just like the same time slot that the original
did. I gotcha. Okay, I didn't know if maybe NBC was doing something around it. Okay.
Not connected with that anyway.
Okay.
All right.
What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on today? What does Lorraine like?
So this is cool. Dwayne Wade and his wife, Gabrielle Union, they are doing their part for the LGBTQ community. They have just launched a t-shirt line. It's a limited edition t-shirt line, and half of the proceeds are going to an organization that champions safe and affirming school for LGBTQ community children.
Oh.
So it benefits kids K through 12, and it's had this education program since 1990. So it's a big thing to them. They're also donating $50,000 of their own money to the organization. So if you want to do something good, grab a great t-shirt for good cause. This is really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll have that information on where you can get those shirts up at kiss951.com.
And while you're at kiss951.com, you can jump on our own store, Loren. I'd like to just piggyback on what you just said. And there you can get a shirt that we're giving away to support the Bahamas. And it's really cool. It's got the Bahamas flag on it. And proceeds from that sale will go to the Bahamas Relief. And on the back it says, support the Bahamas. I'm getting one. I think it looks great.
Awesome.
It's a t-shirt, though. So.
Yeah. So head to kiss951.com for that. And that is your dirty.
Remember the kiss last week that everybody was talking about? The celebrity kiss?
Yeah, between Shawn Mendes and Camila?
Yeah.
Yeah, they like slopped tongues.
Well, one of our interns took it upon themselves. This is why I love our back office people. They brought out a list. They found it on Pop Sugar. How to be a better kisser. Loren, I'm going to hand this over to you.
All right.
And I would like to do that in under 7 minutes. Find out how to make us all better kissers.
Well, number one, don't slobber on me.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about it. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Loren, what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I'm reading this article, and there's a lot of wrong ways to kiss, but there's no real right way to kiss. So this article is about how to be a better kisser, and I have to say I'm so uncomfortable reading this. I now know why you gave it to me. So this article says there's some do's and don'ts to making out with someone.
Okay.
Don't smash mouths. So don't try to do like the movie style, like super intense smash mouth.
No, okay. I will not make out with you.
They say go slow and gentle. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like we need music for this. Hold on. Let me give you some make-out music. Let's see here. This would be good. Okay.
All right. I want you to start slow, then build the intensity as you go.
Ooh.
Use your tongue well. This is so uncomfortable for me to read.
What was the last one?
Use your tongue well. Very lightly, barely touching your tongue over the ridge of your partner's mouth. Mm.
See, you're laughing through this, but this is really good advice for a majority of human beings.
I know, but it's so uncomfortable, like, to actually read. And if you're not a good kisser, it's hard to teach somebody how to be a good kisser.
Well, clearly.
And this article is helping nobody because the next one is suck on their lower lip.
Whoa.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love
that. Yeah, I do that too.
Nicole, don't you love that? Suck it on the lower lip?
Nothing about this conversation that I'm about to engage in.
They say it's super hot and seems animalistic.
And so we're not allowed to do that.
What about a little nibble?
No, they say that's good. They want you to do that.
Oh, okay.
It's super
a little
hot.
Nibble, a little bite.
Okay. Play with their hair. It shows that you're romantically in the moment, in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
Okay. These are ways that you can become a better kisser.
I will say, the two people that need to see this is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. They released a video, and it was a spoof video. It was supposed to be a funny video on their Instagram. But, gosh, that was even harder to watch than this is to read. and then the last two are kiss and rub your fingers on their back.
Mm.
So they want you to kiss their back and rub your fingers up and down. And then... finally.
What about the neck?
And I think that this one, you can hold their neck.
No, kiss the neck. Hold their neck.
It's not on here.
Okay, all right. Move on. That's fine. I'm just asking.
And the very last thing, which I think is the absolute most important, is follow your partner's lead. Like, do what your partner is doing. Like, if your partner is just, like, giving you, like, a sensitive kiss, please don't bite or suck on their lip.
I don't do that. So sometimes Sterling will do like a little peck, and I'm like, what is this? Come on. If we're going to kiss, let's kiss.
Come on, bud.
Yeah.
Let's
don't
go.
Don't waste my time.
I'm going to do something, baby.
Do you guys remember your first kiss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Third grade, Ashley will one.
Now, was it a peck, or did you really do like a little makeout?
I don't even know.
You don't remember?
No, I just know that was my first little kiss as a little kid.
My first makeout kiss was Washington, D.C., class trip, 1988. On a boat We took a little dinner tour around Washington, D.C. Her name was Sabrina, and I made out with her with my eyes open because my friends were throwing stuff at me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was like this. I was like,
was glaring around
like a fish with his eyes open, looking around. I'm sure it must have made her day.
Sensitive emotions make me so uncomfortable.
What?
I said, sensitive emotions make me so uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know.
What about you? You're beet red.
I am beet red.
Do you think you're a bad kisser?
No, I definitely don't think I'm a bad kisser.
Kiss your hand. Let me see.
No, that's gross.
Go get that mannequin. Go get a mannequin from downstairs from Aveda.
No, maybe.
Bring it up here and make out with it.
No.
Let's see.
You know, I've never been told I'm bad, but I've never been told I'm good.
No, so boy.
It's like, here's the thing. It's not even like a physical thing for me. Like, I told you guys, I'm really uncomfortable if somebody tries to serenade me, too. Like, I'm just not good with, deep emotions. I don't know.
Are you, so maybe you're not a good kisser. What, Nicole?
I'm a good kisser.
Nothing. I'm a good kisser. That's why I've only dated straight girls.
Yeah, you convert them.
You do anything off that list? You said you weren't paying attention to it, but...
I'm not contributing to the list.
You're literally not going to kiss and tell. I love it. Smart woman. Okay. We'll put that up. Loren, put that up. That was one of the best things that I think we've read.
Okay.
That was really good details there on how to be a good kisser.
Still to come.
We got to discuss. We started talking about it earlier, and then we put it to the side. The conversation that we had this morning, somebody DM'd us and said somebody brought a Tinder date as their wedding guest to their wedding, and they weren't happy about it because they didn't know anything about the Tinder date. Who, by the way, the person found that morning, and the wedding was at 4 o'clock that afternoon. We're going to talk about when you brought a Tinder date to an event that maybe you shouldn't have, coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Is it ever acceptable to take a Tinder date to an event like a wedding, a work function, maybe a family gathering? And I mean like a Tinder date, we're talking... Like
you met hours earlier?
Yeah, that's what happened, Roy. You read a DM that we got earlier this morning.
Yeah, a guy said that one of his friends texted him the morning of the wedding and said, "Hey, I know I RSVP'd for one, so that you don't have to eat the plate or eat the cost of the plate. I've invited my Tinder date."
Yes.
And he said that his Tinder date, when they swiped, said, "Hey, do you want to go to my friend's wedding?" The Tinder date responded with, "Yeah, I love weddings. Let's do it."
Yo, is it a bad idea? Did anyone ever do this? We'd love to hear you. 704-570-9595. Did you use a Tinder date, or maybe you were the Tinder date that was used to go to a work function or a family gathering, a wedding? You think anybody, a funeral?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, to make somebody in the crowd jealous.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm necessarily mad at that person going to the wedding, because that... the friend had already RSVP'd for two people. So if he doesn't bring anybody at that point, I'm eating the cost of the plate anyway. And quite honestly, at your wedding, it's not going to affect you very much because you don't spend a lot of time with your guests individually at your wedding. You're so busy. It moves by so fast.
That's true. But the groom did say in the DM that he didn't tell his now wife that his friend brought the Tinder date because he thought the wife would freak out. Like, oh, my God, they just met today and she's at my wedding.
Right.
Like, how do we know her mental, stability here?
Yeah, I think that's a little dramatic, quite honestly.
Well, what if she got really drunk and started a fight or something? We don't know anything about her.
Yeah, then you usher her out promptly. But I don't know. I'm just thinking, it's a very pessimistic mindset to think that it's going to go there immediately.
If you used Tinder to find someone to take to an event that you had to go to, maybe you met the person the day before, like within 24 hours, 704-570-9595. Good idea, bad idea. I never used Tinder. My friend got divorced. I told you this. I was the best man at his wedding. And remember I told you I'm not on a good run anymore? I was the best man in two weddings, and both weddings have ended in divorces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the statistics are against you.
Thank you, Roy.
In your defense.
Yes, it's not my best man speech that drives them apart.
No.
But in, he finally got his divorce finalized at the end of July, and I talked to him on Saturday. He was in Florida in Miami for work, and I go, bro, how's life, you know, not being married anymore? And he's like, dude, this Tinder is amazing. Like, if we had this back when we were single, it does all the work for you.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm like, oh, I got to go feed my kid and put the other one to bed after a bath. Can I call you back?
More about this? I was on Tinder when I was dating. And my experience with it is that the majority of people that you swipe right with, you never even talk to. Nobody wants to even make the first step to saying hi.
Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of people just kind of sit there.
Well, what's the use of the app then?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Loren, if you were single, would you be on, you'd probably be on Bumble. I think that's the female one where you're a little more protected.
Quite honestly, like, I feel like being 35 now, and if I had to go back to the dating pool, I don't know if I could get on board with the dating apps because I'm too far removed from it now. Like, I don't know that I could teach myself to go back and date that way.
According to my friend, he said it's the best thing that's ever happened.
Well, as soon as Loren starts getting these hits from guys, the matches, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Woo. My friend said that he had some woman coming to pick him up. They were both, you know, previously married. And he's like, she's got double D's, dude. I go, how do you know? He goes, it's in her picture.
Okay.
He hasn't even met her yet, and he knows this.
Okay. Let's talk with Susan.
Is that wrong? I mean, she must have posted a picture to show them. You got to show your best assets, right?
Right, but okay. The dating apps are very superficial and very physical.
Thank you.
Just by the way they're designed. This is Susan in Pineville. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us what happened when you went on a date with a guy. What happened?
So I met this guy, like, on Plenty of Fish, and we went out on Saturday night. And a friend of mine, you know, the date went okay, but I had a few too many to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go out the next day. I said, well, I've already got plans with some coworkers to do a barbecue because it was, like, the weekend of Labor Day. And he somehow, the other man, managed to invite himself. So he went with me and my kids. The people that were there, he was so hands-on through the whole thing. The people who were there thought we'd been together for a long time instead of just been on our first date the night before.
Now, by hands-on, do you mean hands-on with you or hands-on at the party like he's helping out?
No, with me.
Okay.
Like, being handsy.
Handsy, yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted to hold hands and sit real close and even smack me in the butt a couple of times. I'm like, Whoa. Okay. But I was also...
Okay, so bad idea to take somebody who you just met to a function that's, a work function?
Oh, believe me, because by the end of it, after we took the kids home and I took him back to where his car was parked, he was already talking about how we needed to, like, move in together and register for China.
Whoa, oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, maybe you do need to vet these people.
Holy cow. I mean, and her kids met him. They can't unsee that.
All right, Maybe you've changed my mind.
The spanking of the booty.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have a chance to win $1,000 with the Kiss Cash Code. That's coming up at 11 a.m. And then when you enter to win the $1,000 at 11 a.m., you're also entered to win 10 grand that we'll give at the very end of this contest. So make sure you're listening with Cameron at 11 a.m. on Kiss. Now we're going to do something new, a fun new game. Nicole listens to the radio station very differently from Manny and I. And Loren, I don't know if you're like us, but...
I feel like she's disconnected like us.
Yeah. We don't really listen for the lyrics. We listen for the beat and the music.
Sure.
Whereas Nicole, music speaks to her, whispers to her.
Loren,
she feels it.
Yes, exactly. And you were closely with her on New Music Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
I mean, it's good because Nicole will, like you said, listen to lyrics and she'll be like, oh, you need to hear this song. We're like... I'll hear a Marshmallow song and go, oh, I love this, and have no perception of what they've said in it.
Meanwhile, it's like about so much more.
Let me tell you how bad I am. I heard this song. I thought it was beautiful. I sent it to Sterling. I said, this song makes me think of you. And he says, this song is about breaking up. I'm like, really? But it sounds so pretty. And I really thought I heard a couple points that made me think of you.
Yeah. All right. So producer Nicole, when we have time to get to it, which today is one of those days, that's good. So you're going to have some song lyrics for us. You picked a song lyric today.
I did.
And this is a song that we play on Kiss.
Very heavily.
Very heavily.
Oh, I never know the lyrics of the song.
Mm. Go ahead. Give us a lyric and we will try to guess the song.
You're just going
to
speak them?
I'm just going to speak them.
Okay. Spoken word by Nicole.
There's just some things that never change. You say we're just friends, but friends don't know the way you taste.
Oh, this is Chainsmokers, Just
no.
Friends.
You've mm-hmm. lost your mind.
Nope. Loren.
Loren, speak.
It is... Señorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Really? How do you know that?
You say we're just friends, but friends don't know the way you taste.
Oh my God.
What does that mean to you?
That means that sometimes there's people in your life
you want to hook up with.
Well, hold on.
Let the lyricist break it down.
Camila makes it sound a lot better. There's some people that you're just drawn to, and no matter how much you say, like, we're just friends, it's like, eh, no, you're not just friends because you know the way.
Mm.
Wow.
You take sexual tension there.
I love this because I had no idea. And, like, that's exactly what we're saying. Like, Nicole looks way into these songs.
I can't help that I'm an intellect.
It's just the way you feel the music. Like, I like jazz. Literally no lyrics.
But that, I just like the beat.
But I still feel it. Like, I feel the sax and I feel the bass.
Music's all about feeling.
I know it when you call me señorita. I could pretend I didn't need you. So she really needs him. She's just playing? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Wait, I thought the song's about them falling in love. Because aren't they hanging out a lot?
Yeah, well...
In the music video? Don't they hang out in bed?
Don't they just tell us what they mean?
Oh, my gosh. I think she just tried to.
No, I really do get it. But the other thing about Nicole, too, is that the song has something to do with her personal life.
Yes,
at
it's
some
connected.
Point, there's a connection. Yes.
So who's the connection in your personal life?
Oh, yeah!
That is not always true. Sometimes it's just a good, like, it makes you feel like...
Who does Nicole want to make out with in her personal life that she's just friends with?
Oh, man. Do you hear that?
Straight, though. Who's the straight woman in her life, right? Oh, my God. Amanda? Nicole! My wife's a married woman.
You see how that escalated?
Yeah.
And he did it all himself. Mm-hmm.
So not only are we going to do this bit every week where we try to figure out lyrics because we don't know it, but two, we're going to learn a fun, intimate secret about you every week.
You're funny. No, you're not.
Yeah, you can't tell her that because then she'll not want to do
she'll
it.
She'll never do
like,
it.
We were like, we love that you love music. She's like, great. This is my new favorite segment.
Yeah,
I quickly ruined it.
I now have daily 9 a.m. meetings.
It's okay. We'll do it another time.
What are you looking forward to coming out on Friday? Do we know anything big? Like, last week was unbelievable.
Yeah, last week was big. I don't know a lot about this Friday.
Okay.
Only because I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be out of town Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm. And Monday.
And Monday. Convenient. Going to a bachelorette party. That's a long bachelorette party, BT Dubs.
Yeah.
Sterling went to Columbia, and I'm not talking South Carolina for one. They went to the actual country.
Wow.
I was a little confused. I thought he was just going down to South Carolina for the day.
Why are you going to the airport? You're flying to Columbia?
Is that the wedding and the bachelor party?
Yeah. That's a good song.
Okay, your feels?
No, but the chemistry of them is just amazing.
Really?
Yeah, their chemistry is dope.
Wow, you're so blind. Because I just...
Roy thinks it's fake.
Roy and I are both convinced it's fake.
It's real.
I think it's real, too.
It is real.
I really do.
They've been friends for so long, they don't need this. They don't need it.
Really?
You got Camila Cabello and you got Shawn Mendes.
He's a much bigger star than she was, and she has a new album out, so it's very convenient that even though they're so close, they hadn't gotten together until this point.
They put out a song a while ago, I Know What You Did Last Summer, mm-hmm. and the chemistry in that was there, but they were little youngins. Now they're grown, they're ready to feel, they're ready to do things.
Okay.
And they did it.
Oh, my God.
Now they're dating.
All right, there you go.
And you guys are the blind fools.
Okay.
You say so.
All right.
Wouldn't know love if it hit you.
Okay, well.
I wouldn't know a good song lyric
if it hit me. You told your boyfriend a breakup song, so there we go.
I did.
Hey, today's my 9-year wedding anniversary.
And he ain't here.
He'll be here tonight, Nicole.
What's your song? What was your first song at your wedding?
Then by Brad Paisley.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is cute. That's a real love song.
That is a real love song.
Mine was Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't you agree?
Let's
maybe
go.
You
would. Roy's going to be Rainbow.
Rainbow by Casey Musgraves?
Yeah.
Oh. No, it won't be, but that is a beautiful song.
What are you going to do?
Mine's going to be Fast Car.
The first Fast Car by Tracy Chapman?
She always asks for that song, too.
I'm not even thinking about wedding anymore. Sterling and I addressed it on our Rat Party podcast. So if you listen to the Rat Party podcast, you can hear me drunk, Sterling drunk, discussing our future together. And it both ended with, we're not getting married. So it was a great conversation.
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't a good conversation.
Yeah, go check that out on the MRL Show podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app.
The MRL Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.